Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 280, Love That Never Ends. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Psalm 105. Sit with that for just a moment. Don't rush past it. Because the psalmist is not making a casual observation. He is making a declaration, an absolute, unconditional declaration that does not rise or fall with how your morning is going or what your week has looked like. He doesn't say God was good. He doesn't say God will be good once things turn around. He says God is good. Right now, always, without exception, that goodness doesn't fluctuate with your circumstances. It doesn't cool off when you fail. It doesn't disappear when you doubt. It is who He is, and no one and nothing can take that from Him. And then the psalmist goes deeper. He points to Hesed, that Hebrew word our language can barely hold. Covenant love, faithful love, a love that does not grow weary of you, that has no bottom, that has no limit. How many times have you failed this week? How many times did you promise and not follow through, try and fall? This love does not run out. It is inexhaustible. It has no bottom. And God's faithfulness, it is not a fragile promise that time wears thin. It stretches across entire generations. Think of those who came before you, the ones who prayed over your family, who held on to faith in days far harder than yours. The same God who carried them is the exact same God who is carrying you right now. Not a similar God. The same one. And if you still need proof, look at the cross. Because that is where this goodness and faithfulness stopped being beautiful words in an ancient psalm and became flesh, became blood, became sacrifice. In Jesus, God held nothing back, nothing He had that was precious to show you. My love for you is utterly, completely real. So I know there are days, maybe today is one of them, when the exhaustion speaks louder than anything else, when the waiting feels like it will never end, when a quiet voice inside says that maybe God's love has finally run out for you, and this verse looks that voice straight in the eye and says it endures forever. No bottom, never runs dry. You can come back to this well today, the same way you came yesterday, and it will be here tomorrow too. So today, before breakfast, literally before anything else, take a piece of paper or open your phone and write down one area of your life where you still need to feel God's goodness. It might be a relationship, a decision, a pain you've been carrying for a long time. Write it down, and then say out loud, not in your head, out loud, "The Lord is good, and His steadfast love for me endures forever." Let that declaration set the tone for your entire day, because truth spoken aloud carries a weight that silent thought sometimes cannot. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.